The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeff Avery. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's down blowing stuff up in Peronth. And Bob, where's Linda at today?
Well, I believe that Linda is with her parents down in Sacramento, preparing, of course, for the great family gathering, as are many of us. I have my shopping list for after the show today. I have a shopping list to go obtain. I'm the fetch person.
That's great that Brenda's got you going. Well, we're honored today to have Reading City Manager Barry Tippin with us. Barry is a fellow Rotarian for our Reading Rotary Club. Barry, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Jeff. I think you have a low bar if you're honored that I'm here, but I'm happy to be here.
Well, Barry, the reason we wanted to have you on is we're going to talk about the Landscape Management District proposal that City Council is talking about, and I believe Bob has a little announcement before that.
Well, we have a little housekeeping to take care of. Weather today, widespread haze, high near 68 degrees, definitely in the fall pattern, light and variable winds. Tonight, rain, late tonight, widespread, then some haze, 80% chance of precipitation, tenth of an inch of rain tonight. Rain is going to happen tomorrow. There's not even a possibility. It is rain. Steady temperature holding around 49 degrees. Up to 3/4 of an inch of rain. And that's the pattern through Thanksgiving Day right into the weekend, is that we have a definite change. These dry conditions giving way to some precipitation. Please, if you are located downslope of a burned area, be very vigilant. Today would be a good day, if you think you're in a flow area, get some sandbags up, because I will point out that in Southern California, more people died in the landslides after the fire than did in the fire. So those of you who are downslope from a burned area as a result of the car fire, look at your area around your house and see if you're at a potential slide area and act accordingly, because that can get bad quickly.
Yeah, I would make one observation, is that the soil types that we have in Northern California are not anywhere close to what you have down in Southern California. The expectations of those sort of alluvial flows are not expected here. We have a much more rocky...
Well, there's still going to be a lot of debris.
There's possible debris and there's possible flooding, but you know, the landslides that happened down in Ventura County aren't expected here. There are some erosive soils up in the Whiskeytown area, up on Buckhorn, and some of that decomposed granite up there has more propensity for slides than we do in the city of Reading and its immediate surroundings.
Well, just keep a good eye out.
Keep a good eye out. I totally agree with that.
34 in Reading right now, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
So, Barry, you know, the reason we're worried about these rains is obviously because of the car fire. And now, of course, California's number one destructive fire is still raging, the campfire over in Paradise, Magalia. So we're going to talk about something that the city's looking at proposal-wise, and that's those landscape management districts. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, maybe a little bit about the backstory is this is an effort that we've been working on for a bit before the car fire even happened. And it really started with a phone call from Councilwoman Winter. She called me in May, and she knew that in some of our new subdivisions like Salt Creek Heights on the west side of town, that when those subdivisions go in, they have a requirement to actually do fire fuels management on an annual basis in and around their subdivision. And the way that works usually is that there's amount collected from the people who live in the subdivision. And with that, the work is accomplished sometimes annually, sometimes every 4 years, whatever's necessary in terms of keeping fire fuels down. And so she called me and asked, in an established neighborhood, could the neighbors get together and form their own district for the purpose of controlling fire fuels in and around their neighborhood? And the answer, of course, is yes. Homeowners have that ability to band together and do those types of things. I began thinking, why would we want to restrict it to single neighborhoods? You know, why wouldn't we first want to look at the aspect of citywide? We have anywhere from 15 to 20% of our city is green space. And while I think we love and enjoy that green space because it's part of who we are, it's our character, it's you know, where we reside, and many of us choose to live here because of those types of things. But why not try to do a better job of fire fuels management on a citywide basis? If you look like this past year, you know, the city of Redding, using CAL FIRE and its own resources, cleared about 141 acres of fire fuels land. Many private property owners did that as well on their own property. But certainly if we banded together and did it as a community, we can do a much better job collectively than we ever could do on an individual basis. So the council decided that we should put together what's called an engineer's report, which is required by law, to assess what it would take, how much it would cost, under what laws that we would put that forward. The way that process goes down is that bring that to the council. They would decide whether or not to move forward with it. If they decide to move forward with it, it goes out to what's called a majority protest vote, where the community itself gets to determine whether they want to do something that would be a citywide fire fuels management district. And so the idea would be, hopefully we'd collect enough funds that 25% of the city would be, you know, maintained in, as far as fire fuels, every 4 years, so that you would basically have a constant roving window of fire fuels management happening ongoing through the rest of time, if you will.
That's great. And so, and you know, you mentioned this last year that CAL FIRE assisted homeowners, and you're talking kind of like the inmate crews, basically?
Yeah, so the way that works is that CAL FIRE will do that both in the county and in the city. They have crews available, we can request, and if they have opportunity, they'll come in and do some work for county lands, city lands. Usually it's on public properties. What we're talking about with the Fire Fuels Management District is both public and private lands that have open space easement criteria on them. And so that's a very significant chunk of our land.
And given what's going on with the fire situation, it used to be a fire season for, you know, 4 months in California. Now we're talking more like that 8 to 9 months. We really can't count on CAL FIRE to be doing that as much.
Yeah, I think, you know, the availability of resources is a huge thing, number one. And number two is, we've never been able to use CAL FIRE to do the extent of what we're talking about. The ability to actually accomplish what people are asking for on an annual basis just simply requires the city residents to all band together and make it happen. The other alternative really is to continue doing what we've been doing, which is the best we can with the resources we have.
Right. And, you know, I think the vast majority of, you know, my clients as an insurance agent and looking at my neighbors and friends, something's got to change, you know. And if we don't take the lessons of what's happened in the last 13 months in Northern California, from Santa Rosa to our neck of the woods over to Paradise Magalia, we're going to keep repeating those mistakes.
Yeah. You know, we've made attempts to increase resources generate some revenue to do a better job with public safety. Those have not been successful, and so this is another opportunity. One of the questions I get asked about this district is, you know, how do we make sure that the money's going to be spent the way it's planned? And, you know, with a majority protest vote like this, it's an assessment that goes on your property tax, and it gets audited annually, and by law it must be used for exactly that which was voted in. And so there is no alternative discretionary action that the council can take. The only action they could take is, should we do it by contract? Should we do it by, you know, Cal Fire crews or the, you know, California Conservation Corps? Or maybe we should do a little bit of it by city staff. I mean, the mechanism in which it gets done can be decided by the city council, but not the fact that the money must be spent to get the work done.
Right. So, Barry, just to put this into context, how big is the city of Redding? I mean, what are we looking at?
So the city of Redding is right around 62 square miles of territory. And so,
and of that, how much is in what we would call green belt?
Right? Yeah, it's
open space.
Yeah, like 15 to 20 square miles.
Wow.
So it's a significant amount of land. And, you know, I think in order to make this effective, we also have private property that is not in open space, that is vacant. And so we also would need to up our code enforcement activities to make sure that those people who own large tracts of vacant land that are not within open space easements also would be doing this work so that, you know, we are looking at this holistically across the city.
All right.
And we're going to take a break right now at 7:15 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program, Alliance Heating and Air, brings it to you. We're serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to whatever make and model of heating cooling system you have. They have they honor warranties. They have 7 day a week, 24-hour service, Alliance Heating and Air, 241-2642. Their website, homecomfort.org.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Real people, real winners. Grab your friends. Come down and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesdays, and the $500 midweek draw. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots. More ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
20 minutes now after 7 o'clock, KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio rolls on at this portion of the program. Brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. And Black Friday is coming up. All kinds of bargains there at just in time for your holiday shopping at Bastiani Arms. We won't go down the whole list here, but some great deals on your favorite firearms and ammo. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. And
Jeff Avery back here in your studio, Bob. Thanks again for having us. And we're still with City Manager Barry Tippin. And morning. And Barry, again, talking back about these landscape management districts. So you talked about having the engineer's report that's being done now. Why don't you tell us about the timing of that and what follows that?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, an engineer's report is required by law to actually do any of these sort of districts. And what that does is it establishes the methodology, what you're going to do, what are the costs, how that cost is spread against the properties. And in this case, you know, you certainly are going to have higher benefit on a district to those properties that are on the outskirts of the town, you know, above the canyons, and you have lesser benefits for properties that are interior to the town. But from all perspectives, all of those properties are going to have a benefit, but it varies. And so the engineer's report also determines how that cost is spread based on the various benefits received by the properties. That report is we just got under contract. We are hopeful that we can have that done in January. That's, you know, ambitious because we've got holidays and all these things going on, but hopefully we'll have it to the city council in January. At that point, the city council will determine whether or not they want to proceed. And if they proceed, what they do is they set a public hearing, which will be out a few months, and then direct staff to put together ballots that will get sent to all property owners. And then property owners get to determine whether they want to return the vote. So they don't have to vote, but if they do, they can return a yes or a no. And then during the public hearing, people can speak to the item. And at the conclusion of that, then the votes have to be counted. It's quite possible that we'll have a number of votes that we'll have to continue the hearing until the next council meeting so that we can actually count all the votes. And then you come back, and if the amount of yeses exceed the amount of noes received, then the council has the opportunity to form the district. If there's more no's than yeses, then the district will not be formed. So it's similar to what you might experience with your utility rates for water, wastewater, and solid waste. People who are familiar with that process, that's basically how that process works.
Now, what if a property owner doesn't return a vote? How is that counted?
It's not counted. Essentially, it's only those that return the ballots that are counted. And so it's not counted as a yes or a no. It's, you know, if we send out 40,000 ballots and we receive 20,000 back, that's the 20,000 that will determine the yes or no vote.
And so that is the difference between when we vote on it, our REU increase at some point, right?
Yeah, REU doesn't have a voting process. REU falls under what's called Proposition 26 versus Proposition 218. So you can go look those up. But so there's a different propositions, and those are voted in by the public. Those are not determined by the state legislature. Those are laws on the books by the public. And so REU rates are based on public hearing and council determination, whereas water, wastewater, and solid waste rates have to go through the Proposition 218, which is a majority protest vote.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for clarifying that. So as we look at this, and you're talking about 15 to 20 square miles of the, you said 62?
Correct.
62 square miles are open space, and that doesn't include the private properties lots. You know, we're obviously talking about a monumental effort. You know, like you said, this isn't something that city staff, as you said, you know, basically our parks, rec, you know, whatever else, you know, you've got available. I know I'm not going to see you out there with a weed eater very often.
I do weed eat, but not that much.
You know, if we want to address the fire danger that we have in our city, something's got to change. This is just one proposal that can be considered.
Yeah, I think it's important to know that the other thing that we just found out this week, or actually late last week, we applied for this grant called Community Planning Assistance for Wildfire, called CPAW, C-P-A-W. And they're a group of experts who travel around the United States, actually, and help communities plan for wildfire and through the planning process. And we applied for that grant, and we were notified last week. We're one of four communities in the United States that were selected to actually do this. So they'll be here probably in January, and we'll start a community dialogue about what do we want to change, if anything, with our planning and building requirements for fire resistivity. So, for instance, you know, very small things like we could have a building code requirement says no wooden fences within 50 feet of any structure. So you'd have to do masonry or vinyl or something else. We could say no bark in and around homes. You have to be 40 feet off from a home to have bark. Now, of course, you have to have code enforcement behind that to make sure it's all adhered to. And you could also go into our open space zoning ordinances and say, we're not going to do that anymore. Maybe the community doesn't want open space. As I mentioned, 20% of our community is open space. Does the community still want that? You know, we restrict building on 20% slopes. Is that something the community still wants to do? So we're going to have a community dialogue. It'll last about a year where we're going to go through and ask these questions and get this group of experts to come in and tell us what they think, and they'll provide a report at the end. And then after that, the community can determine, you know, whether or not we should actually change our ordinances and our zoning in some fashion to actually help with fire resistivity. So there's other efforts that are ongoing beyond a fire fuels management district. We're not just reliant on that. I think an all hands on deck kind of approach is really where we need to be going forward.
Right. And of course, you're talking, that all has to do with, you know, what the requirements are outside the house. Is there anything being considered for actual building requirements? You know, what, you know, there's obviously different building options as far as materials used, everything else, and is that being considered?
Yeah, and I think it's important to point out that over the years, the California Building Code has continually increased its requirements for fire resistivity. You know, some of the latest is fire sprinklers, so that we don't have, you know, as many fires that start inside the home spread outside the home, catch their neighbors on fire, or, you know, actually causing wildfire because it goes from inside the home to, you know, the vegetation outside and then catches on to open space. But other things inside the home that you could be more restrictive on is, what do you put on the roof? You know, how do you protect the eaves? Do you enclose the soffits or do you not enclose the soffits? Do you make sure that all the vents are not accessible to embers? Because a lot of what you hear and see is the embers carry over and they land on a roof, or they get into a gutter that has leaves in it. It smolders, it catches, and then the eave catches because we've got exposed, you know, wood off the trusses. You know, you could go all the way to the point of saying no wood in a house, technically. I mean, you could build houses with steel. I don't think we'll go there. But, you know, you could say that all houses have to be steel studs and concrete of in nature, like stucco and tile roofs. So you could go to an extreme, but certainly I'm pretty sure the community wouldn't want to do that. But that's part of the dialogue as well. Well, what do we want to do with building codes, planning requirements, zoning ordinances to change our city if we want? That'll be an interesting dialogue because there's a fair amount of, you know, I get to do what I want. You know, there's a fair amount of independence in this community. I think we like that. I think we like individualistic approaches. I think we like private property owner rights. And so it'll be a good community dialogue as how far should we go as a community to affect a better fire-resistant community.
And that's the important thing. And the good news is that not only is City Council looking at it, they're asking for that that input from their constituents, which you and I are that, and trying to find that proper balance. You know, you mentioned gutters, and you know that's my plug. Hey, we've got some rain coming for 5 days, folks. Make sure you get up there today and take advantage of this nice cool weather, and you know, maybe have a little iced tea or an Arnold Palmer and get those gutters cleaned out. It's going to help you avoid other issues rather than just sparks coming in.
And be careful.
Yes.
People fall off ladders and off roots cleaning gutters. Be careful.
Yeah, I hope my wife's listening to this, because once the gutters are cleaned and you know, the Thanksgiving dinner is finished, I have to do the Christmas lights. So I'm not a young man anymore. So, yes, good point. Be careful up on the ladder.
I'm actually going to hire a handyman this time. I went up on the roof in the spring, and it was like, okay, last time.
Well, Barry, we want to thank you for coming on today.
Of course.
We know your schedule busy, and we really want to thank you for helping take care of our community.
I'm happy to be here, and anytime.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:30, brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. They got 32 years in the satellite business. They are your source for Dish Network, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. That's Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition, and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, an LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business, copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
7:34, KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Cal North Forestry with a team of expert arborists. They are a professional tree service and more for your home and business. They specialize in tree trimming, stump grinding, and removal, as well as gutter cleaning. At affordable rates that meet any reasonable budget, give Tom Yeomans a call, 200-8123. That's Cal North Forestry.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've kicked Barry Tippin out of the studio. This is Jeff Avery. I'm here replacing Carl Bott.
Just for today.
Yes, let's make that clear. Ironically, in order to replace Linda Bott, we had to bring two ladies in because Linda's just that vivacious. We've got Christina Gutierrez, who is marketing for Turtle Bay, and her cohort in crime, Emily Bogner, who is part of their development team. How are you doing, ladies?
We're good. Good. Welcome. Thanks for welcoming us.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Yeah, this is what's great about Amateur Hour, right, Bob? So, hey, we got you in here today. Thanks for joining us. And we're going to be talking about Giving Tuesday. Why don't you tell us what you've got going on with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We really appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk about Giving Tuesday. You know, we've seen the good that happens when our community comes together. We've seen a lot of giving and a lot of support of others, even prior to this holiday season. And, you know, moving into Thanksgiving and into Christmas, we want people to remember that that giving just keeps multiplying and continues to help our nonprofit organizations do what they do throughout the rest of the year. So it's really important for folks to think about giving around the holidays, what they can, and you know, making sure that they support each other. On Giving Tuesday this year, Turtle Bay is offering up a really unique opportunity. So for donors who give $100 or more, we're offering a You Give, We Give membership promotion where we will gift a free family membership to a family who has been impacted by one of these wildfires. We know the value of families having that opportunity to come to a place and just have fun and maybe forget about the challenges and the worries that they've been going through. And so we're really excited about that opportunity to give back to our community in a really meaningful way.
And Emily, let's be clear, today isn't Giving Tuesday.
Right.
What day is Giving Tuesday?
Absolutely. So Giving Tuesday happens on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving every year. So that's November 27th this year. And the giving opportunity lasts all day long. So it starts at 6 a.m. and you can give all the way through the day until 8 p.m. Online giving is your option there. And this is happening through the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, who, again, has been so incredibly supportive of our community and just keeps on giving. So we're really, really appreciative to be a part of it. We're one of only 170 plus organizations, so we know that people are going to be spreading their gifts around, but we just want, you know, folks to keep Turtle Bay in mind as you do that this year.
And this year also, the Community Foundation has allowed early giving.
Absolutely.
You can go to northstategives.org and you can schedule your gift right now if you wanted to. It's open right at this moment, and there's a link on our website, turtlebay.org.
Absolutely.
That's great. So, well, what are we talked about? We give you, or you give, we give.
Right.
So, what are some other things that this Giving Tuesday will help you support?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are a lot of reasons why Turtle Bay is so impactful for our own community. We're a really unique institution. You know, there's nothing quite like Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's been to Turtle Bay or even been to parts of our park, the Sundial Bridge or the Arboretum, can see that it's really a unique space in this Redding climate. We bring art and culture and literature and education opportunities to our Redding area from outside, which is a really cool opportunity for parents and kids alike to get to learn and engage together. You know, we have 225 rehabilitated and rescued animals that we take care of every single day, and it takes about $365 a day to feed all those animals. So that's a really, you know, that's a pretty good expense that we take on because we love animals and we want people to get a chance to see them up close and personal. You know, and then obviously, we want people to remember that we're a local organization. So all of that money that you donate stays right here locally. All of our staff and employees are our local community members who are engaged here in our community and want to be a part of this.
And that's what's great. You know, we moved, my wife and I moved up with our two daughters at that mm-hmm. point. We're 8 and 5, 18 years ago. We joined Turtle Bay soon thereafter. And actually, this was the first year that I joined that I have a grandchild. So my grandson, Hudson Chadwick, is 4.5 months old. And that was his early Christmas present. You know, my daughter's excited about taking him because she's a kindergarten teacher. So she's really fired up. So it's a great family thing. You know, when you talk about the destruction we've had from the car fires, you know, the good news is in and around Turtle Bay, all the river trails, all the exhibits, you know, everything's pretty much as it was, right?
Absolutely. We're really lucky. I think, you know, we had our immediate emergency when we evacuated all of the animals to our animal care provider's home. And that was just an incredible feat for her to take home, you know, about 87 of our animals. And afterwards, we just had an outpouring of support and love and encouragement from everybody else. So we know how much people love those animals, and we know how much people love our park. It was a direct result of seeing that after the car fire.
Well, and people are really visiting the park a lot still. I think it's become a really safe place for people to gather. We've opened up our doors to Butte County residents as well as they are affected by this wildfire. And we've offered promotions like free admission on certain weekends, pay what you can. We really want to be a place for people to go and let their kids get out of the smoke and be safe.
That's just amazing, you know, and not only part of Turtle Bay, but, you know, the Sheraton there, you know, during the car fire mm-hmm. and, you know, the outpouring support not only by the management there and that team, but even the out-of-town guests that left early who had prepaid mm-hmm. for rooms
right.
to allow for, you know, fire evacuees, you know, first responders, everything. I mean, I think our community spirit helped to infect, in a good way, those out-of-town people. I mean, it's just amazing the spirit that Turtle Bay engenders.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's important for us to be able to thank people and recognize the fact that, you know, we do a lot, but we can only do that because we have the support of our community and because we're really proud to be a part of this Reading community that comes together when we need to. Absolutely.
And that support really lends itself also to some of our access days, like JF Shea Day, which we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have another opportunity for people to get into the park at a discounted rate on December 1st, which is Saturday following Thanksgiving and following that Giving Tuesday holiday. You know, we want folks to come in and enjoy. They'll have access to the entire park, including the animals and all of our other opportunities, education opportunities and things like that. And that's sponsored by JF Shea, so we're really grateful for them as a partner.
So you're not asking people to help, like, lay new concrete or anything?
No.
Strictly JF Shea giving
exactly.
to Turtle Bay. I'm really glad to hear
right,
that.
Right, right. So our admission that day is just $2 per person, which is a huge discount and really a cool opportunity. If you're not a member, come out and check it out, and that's a great day to do that. If you are a member, bring along a few extra guests with you. You get a couple of those guests in free with your membership, but bring a few more. Yeah.
That's great. Well, Christina, you know, you're on the marketing side. Mm-hmm. We're going to be going in to a break here in a few minutes, but why don't you tell us what you're focusing on right now?
Well, I'm helping Emily with the fundraising because we definitely need to make sure that our community knows what we do and how they can support it. But we also have a lot of really cool stuff at Turtle Bay right now that we want people to come visit. So if JF Shea Day is a good opportunity for you, come on down. We have three exhibitions mm-hmm. open right now, and they're all very unique and very different. We also have a lot of our indoor animal shows going right now. And so it's just a fun time at Turtle Bay, and we hope that you come down and see us.
Yeah, I was just in on Saturday, and the animal show was packed inside that mill building. Everybody's excited because that's a really cool opportunity to get to see them right up close. They're going to walk right by you as you're sitting on those benches. You're going to get to see Spike the porcupine and Sweet Pea the skunk and really get to engage with those animals in a really cool way.
That's awesome. And I'm guessing you're probably not open on Thanksgiving Day. Is that accurate?
No, not Thanksgiving Day, mm-hmm. but we do have holiday hours. And so if you're thinking about coming around Thanksgiving, you have some Thanksgiving time mm-hmm. off, check out our website, turtlebay.org. All of our hours are updated right now.
You know, and we have that welcome rain coming. So those of you who have got the kids at home, which I think is pretty much everybody that has mm-hmm. a school-age kid, you know, what a great time to go down. Get out of the rain, go see the park. There's wonderful parking.
Yeah.
You know, get those umbrellas dusted off, and we'll be ready.
Yeah, that's
speaking
right.
Speaking of dusting off, I think we're going to bring Bob back on the air.
Wait a minute. Hey, this... to dust off my voice. This portion of the program brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, drive-through teller, ATM. They got all the normal bank stuff. They got something above and beyond. Great customer service. They invite you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's bankcornerstone.com. Their locations here in Reading, 1845 California Street, 150 East Cypress Avenue. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. And as we head into the break, I have in my hot little hand two admission passes to Turtle Bay Park. I'm going to go ahead and give those away to caller number two. That's two admission passes to Turtle Bay Park for caller number two, 605-4567, here at KCNR.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitor's in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
748 KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. One of the few full-service jewelry stores in Reading, 222-2750.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeff Avery, your local State Farm agent, filling in for Carl Bott. And we've got, again, two of our guests to fill in for Linda's side. We have got Rashad Holmes and Emma Wallman. They are two of the outstanding performers from Cascade Christmas. So ironically, the commercial Bob just played was a great lead-in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Rashad, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself real quick?
Yeah. I have been singing for quite some time since a young boy. I actually have worked for Disney World doing entertainment for some time and done choral and minored in music and kind of stepping back into the theater realm. I currently am a director of HR at a local nonprofit and got the call to come and do this show. And, man, I'm excited I made the choice to do it, the decision to do it. It's definitely been exciting and just put me back into that place I'm passionate about.
That's great. And Emma, how about yourself?
I have been training vocally since I was 14, and I actually went to school for it, so I have a bachelor in music education. I also focus on vocal performance, and then after taking a long hiatus and focusing on raising my kids, which I still have, they're not fully grown, just to make that clear, but jumped back into the theater world, which, again, I love. It's just my passion.
Can I get you to speak up just a little bit?
You need more? Okay. It's a nice morning voice.
Well, that's great. Well, give a shout-out to your alma maters. Emma, where do you do your music training at?
At University of the Pacific.
Very cool. Go Tigers. Nice.
Yeah.
And University of Mary Hardin Baylor and Full Sail University as well with my master's. So.
That's awesome. And
go crew.
So, Emma, when are your kids going to join the show?
You know, my daughter is more than ready, but she is 5, and so she's not quite old enough for the Cascade Theater stage. And my boys are like, no way, there's too many people.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit, maybe give us a few teasers about what the show is going to be about this year.
Oh, man, it's really a journey back in time. Santa gets a visit from an old friend,
yes.
I believe, and it gets pretty cold.
It does. It gets pretty cold, and, gets sent on a Christmas adventure he's not expecting.
Yeah.
But that makes it a lot of fun for us because we get to jump in and play a bunch of different characters as we travel through time.
The time of music. I'm inspired by some of the eras, from 50s to the 70s, that it goes back to. And so it's going to be a very exciting journey.
It's a musical adventure, for sure.
That's great. Well, Bob and I got to experience at least a couple of those eras personally, but I think you two weren't around yet. That's great. So, a journey in time, many eras. I'm a Jimmy Buffett fan. Is there a chance any of his songs are going to make the show this year?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's just really too bad.
Another darn parrot head.
Yeah. So, Rashad, this is your first year, right?
This is my first year doing Cascade, yes.
So any rookie hazing they've done to you?
Rookie hazing? No, not necessarily rookie hazing. Me and the guys, we kind of ham it up a lot. It's about 4 of us, and we're dancing and singing throughout the show. And I think the most hazing that has happened is like a little Facebook promo video where everyone said, "Hi, my name is Rashad."
It's really funny.
It's really funny, though.
So that's on Facebook?
I think it is, on Facebook.
That's great. You know, for those of us who are spending way too much screen time anyway, give us a chance to look you up. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see this hat Rashad has.
Oh.
Plum maroon version. Yes. It's just amazing. Nice little colorful feather. And is that on the Facebook photo as well?
It's on my Facebook page. Yeah, I got this hat a couple weeks ago and fell in love with it.
Well, you sport it
time
well.
To bring back the fedora.
Bring it back to
the fedora.
And it actually is a representation of one of those eras we're going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So
it looks amazing. That's just awesome. So Emma, you said third year in this show?
Yes, my third year. With Cafe Christmas, and I guess something special about each one is that they're always different. The storyline is never the same. So the first year I got to do it, we were on a train ride and an adventure that took place there. And then last year's was definitely much more of a musical dance review than storyline. And then this one just got a really neat special storyline, but I don't want to give away all the details.
Well, I understand that. And the good news is that you guys were kind enough to donate 2 sets of 2 tickets each. So I think we'll, when it's time going into break, we'll probably give away 1 set. And at the end of this half-hour segment, we'll give another one.
Well, that would be the exact same time because we are coming up 6 minutes from the end of the hour.
Oh, okay. Well,
we're out of breaks.
Yes. Well, luckily, these two are going to be with us till 8:15. So that's a surprise for you, Bob. So, you know, Emma, you talked about your daughter who's five.
Yes.
How old are your boys?
I have a 10-year-old and also a 7, almost 8-year-old.
So do they get excited about trying to figure out who you are the first time they come to see the show?
They usually pretty much know it because they hear me a lot. This year they haven't heard me as much because they've been at school much more frequently. But they usually know the whole storyline. They know the plot. They know if I'm playing an evil character or if I'm a happy dancing one. So they get to see it all. And then sometimes they see me on stage, they're shocked. Like, whoa, Mom was really mean. Like, that was Oliver. I was very mean in Oliver. But in this one, I'm not. I get to be really happy and have a lot of fun.
That's good. So the characters you're playing are all positive influences this year. Is that what you're saying?
I hope so, yeah.
Totally. I have about 3 kids. About
3 kids. That's kind of like, so you're the nuclear family, you know, more than 2.5 kids. About 3
more
kids.
Or less kids.
You never know. Well, it could be in horse.
So your 3 kids are?
So I have a 4-year-old Madison, 2-year-old Haven, and my 7-month-old Peyton. And this season of like me stepping away from my kids and stepping back into the theater has been super exciting for them. Every day they're like, "Dad, you're going to rehearsal," and I hear songs of the show that we're playing throughout the house, and they're just dancing and jamming, and they're loving the Christmas season since August.
Yep.
Wow, I'm feeling bad about hearing Christmas tunes on the radio, right? And they've had it since August. That's awesome. So. Girl, boy, and then Peyton is?
Girl.
A girl.
All girls.
All girls. Oh, sorry.
All girls.
Girl.
No.
Oh, yeah. Matt, so that's awesome. Well, God bless you. I've got 2 daughters, and I just didn't have the guts to keep trying. So. That's great.
Yeah.
Emma talked about, you know, she gets to be one of the happy characters. How about yourself?
Oh, man. I get to be like some cool cats in this show.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, some really cool cats. I think one, I'm an owner of a diner. Another one, I'm going to be kind of like a Victorian street man or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think another one, one of my favorites is the hype dance number that I get to be like this slick.
Yeah.
Smooth operator.
So Victorian street man, are you going to be kind of... you know, like a little bit of the Mary Poppins guy, and you're going to be the chimney sweep, too? You know, Dick Van Dyke-ish?
No chimney sweep.
No chimney sweep this time.
We're prim and proper.
There we go. So let's talk about when Cascade Christmas is starting up. When's the first date?
Yeah, so we open up actually this Friday, which is November 23rd, and we'll run through this weekend through the 25th, and then we pop back open again December 1st and 2nd for the last round of shows. But we have evening shows as well as matinees, but the matinee times do vary, whether it's Saturday and Sunday.
You know, the good news is, if people can't write it down right now, where can they go online and look?
They can go to the Cascade Theater's website, but they can also get tickets at cascadetheater.org, or they can call 530-243-8877 and reach the Cascade Theater's box office.
I think you should actually sing that phone number, you know, for me. Don't you think that would be something people remember? Come on, Emma,
make
get
a little
shot.
Jingle. You probably got a jingle.
Come on,
Rashad, there.
Let's see it. Let's hear your innovation here.
Even though...
Well, what's the phone number again?
So I get it. 530-243-8877.
So there we go. So Cascade Theater site as well. And we're gonna come back after the break here in a few minutes. But, it's exciting. You know, we moved here 18 years ago. I think we've only missed like 3 of those events. My mother-in-law left me at home last year because she had a better option, which doesn't take much for her. And so I'm excited to be seeing it again this year.
Yeah. Pretty special. And then also you can get your pictures taken with Santa after the show.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's always special.
That's always good.
Yeah.
We have a whole minute
left to fill.
So let's go back. Rashad, the first character you said, the diner. Diner,
man, that one is
that's
a fun one. That's my favorite one. We get to ham it up a lot, me and her in that one. I'm kind of the owner of this diner, and it gets pretty exciting with the era we go into. I think it's the 50s time.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah, we're gonna. I think back to the movie Johnny Depp Crybaby.
Okay.
It gives that kind of feel to it for me.
Well, that's great. That's great. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break here. Bob's going to, I think, talk about giving away two tickets to your wonderful show, and we'll be back in a few minutes, listeners.
605-4567 if you want to score a pair of tickets to Cascade Christmas. Coming up on the top of the hour, KCNR.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Cyber Monday will be very strong, and we will probably see some record growth this year.
The jobless rate is at a five-decade low, and consumer confidence at an 18-year high. Kramer is editor of the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media, the parent company of townhall.com. An explosion has ripped through a mosque inside an Afghan army base in the country's volatile eastern coast province. This happened just as Friday prayers are wrapping up. The Afghan military says 27 soldiers killed, 57 others wounded. President Trump fears that Mexico is losing control of the situation on its side of the border, with thousands of illegal immigrants camping out in Tijuana.
They're starting fistfights. They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people.
The president threatening to close the border if Mexico can't get things under control. Close to 5,800 U.S. troops are helping to secure the border against what Mr. Trump is describing as an invasion. Well, first there was a fire, now it's the rain. In Northern California, flash flood watches have been posted for some areas north of Sacramento, including Paradise, the town that was destroyed by the Camp wildfire. More than 13,000 homes have been lost. The rain, while helping the firefighters, is raising fears of destructive mud and rock slides. The Camp wildfire now about 95% contained. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 99 points. The NASDAQ is up 4. The S&P 7 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at onestockretirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news on December 17th. Go to onestockretirement.com now.
Notes written by the American killed on a remote Indian island reflect a strong faith in God.
When paddling his kayak towards North Sentinel, whose people have resisted the outside world for thousands of years, John Alan Chow had believed God was helping him dodge the authorities. God sheltered me and camouflaged me against the Coast Guard and the Navy, Chow wrote before he was killed last week there. Indian ships monitor the waters around the island, trying to ensure outsiders do not go near the Sentinelese. The authorities have been trying to figure out a way to recover Chow's body after islanders apparently shot him with arrows and then buried him on or near the beach. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Volkswagen says it will appeal a German court ruling ordering it to buy back a six-year-old diesel vehicle at the original price. The automaker says it expects an appeals court to overturn the verdict. The company has paid billions in fines and compensation to diesel car owners since 2015 for cheating on emissions tests. News and analysis, townhall.com. Looking for a unique holiday gift? We may have just the gadget for you.
If your arms are too short and they don't allow selfie sticks where you are and you'd rather die than ask a stranger to take your photograph, there's the Air Selfie, a flying camera too small and light to be classified a drone. Sales director Eileen Murphy showed off version 2 at a recent gadget show. It flies farther, but she's already looking forward to what future versions will do.
I want it to be pre-programmed so it knows to go 5.5 feet up, 3 feet out, so it immediately goes to what I'll call a capture spot.
Future Air Selfies may also include automatic filters and better light adjustment. Warren Levinson, New York.
European Union diplomats meeting to finalize a draft Brexit deal between Britain and the EU. There's a warning, though, from Spain. It will oppose the deal if it isn't guaranteed a say over the future of Gibraltar. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow down 110 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Gentlemen, this is Jeff Avery again, and I'm honored to have two of the star performers for the Cascade Christmas with us. Rashad, the All-Star rookie, you know, he's going for All-Star honors this year. We'll see how he does as, you know, the diner owner. You know, we were talking at break, and Rashad, originally you hail from just north of New Orleans in Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
You know, so they have some decent diners back there.
Oh,
right?
Man, I just went back about 2 weeks ago to visit the family, and man, I can tell you, food, I almost stayed just for the food.
Well, there we go.
So good.
And speaking of Louisiana, you know, they've got a little different weather than we do, and Bob wants to bring us up.
We do need to let folks know what is going to happen. We've got a change definitely coming. Today's high is going to be about 70 degrees. Tomorrow, a big change in the weather. We've got it is going to rain. I'm going to stand on that. A low of 43, high of 53. Rain continues on Thursday into Friday, partly cloudy, and as we go through the weekend, rain on and off. But we are going to definitely enjoy some water on the ground, finally, that is badly needed. It's going to let the firefighters finally get ahead of that incident down south of us, the tragic incident down south of us, and hopefully it will put the lingering effects of some of these other fires down at last, because it's been a long and miserable fire season for us, folks. So let's hope that they finally get all of that under control. Right now in downtown Reading, a brisk 34 degrees along the river. Actually, you get out of the river basin, you know, temperatures rise. If you go out towards Centerville, it's going to rise to about 45. But again, today's high, 70 degrees. This weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Customers are warm friends, and it is cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, depending on what kind of day it is. Shasta Gas, 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts, and a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Well, and rain down in these elevations, snow up in the mountains, which is bringing us back to a white Cascade Christmas, right? Oh. So, you know, we're talking at break, and, you know, while Emma wouldn't sing a telephone number for me, they have agreed to sing a portion, at least, of one of their numbers. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Right. Can you tell us the name of the number?
It's called North Pole Rock.
Rock and Roll. Oh.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, I'll let you two do the lead in and do the background soundtrack.
Sounds good. Pause it.
Hold it.
We have
technology to do better than that. This isn't an iPhone. Does this have an?
It's an iPhone.
And it doesn't have an output jack.
Oh, you have to have the USB.
All right. Well, then. I was going to plug it in so people could. So
I can hold it closer
hold
to the mic
to the
for you.
Mic.
Okay.
You want me to hold up to my mic, maybe?
Let me rewind it close so we can hear our cue. Yeah.
All righty. So we're going to try to, through the miracle of modern electronics, if I'd had a little warning on this, I could have.
Sorry.
All right.
Very good. I tell you what, there was no dancing going, folks, but I said, if you could see their smiles.
Obviously, the engineers at Apple did not talk to any radio people when they took away the headphone jack on the iPhone. Because
and we got to surprise Bob in not such a good way, so it worked out well.
Sorry.
That's okay. So I tell you what, you talk about a peppy number, and it was exciting for me.
It's a really fun, fun number.
That's great. Well, you know what? Every year it's always nice to see some, not only the returning cast members, but some of the newbies, mm-hmm. as we talked about with Rashad. How many cast members are there going to be, and how many children cast members are there going to be this year?
I want to say 26 cast members.
Somewhere around
26,
yeah.
And most of that is actually our youth. Yeah. I mean, we have 8 singers, and there's... maybe 5 dancers, mm-hmm. and then you have a few leads. So the rest of that are kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? That's what kind of makes this such a special production every year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful thing to see these children and the talent that we have just here in Little Small Reading for entertainment and theater, and their passion and getting up there every night just delivering their lines and rocking it, killing it, really.
We have some stellar actors, and there's one little girl. Her name is Sydney, and she plays the role of one of Santa's elves, and she does a phenomenal job every time. Just blows me away. Has great expression. It's really fun to see.
Yeah, and that's like I said, it's just a wonderful show. Let's go through the dates again and when that's being played.
Yeah, you want to do it this time, Rashad?
Yeah, so we're gonna be. In theater on November 23rd through the 25th and the 30th, also December 1st through the 2nd.
We've got this Friday through Sunday, right?
And then the following week.
Yeah, the following week. And there's, you know, if you go on to Cascade Theater's website, you're going to see the show times. And the best part is there's not only evening shows, but there's some matinees. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for those of you that have a hard time staying up past 7 o'clock, it's a great time to go. And the Cascade Theater is just so historic here in town. And if you've never seen a show there, folks, the Cascade Theater is a great way to kind of burst that bubble and get in because the acoustics are amazing. The setting's just phenomenal. And it just gives a special vibe every year.
Yeah.
I believe, is it this Sunday or the next Sunday where we're having a special sign interpreted service?
Yeah, we're going to have a hearing impaired service.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So while you're looking that up, show starts this Friday?
Starts this Friday, yep. Friday evening at 7 o'clock. And then, again, the matinees, you can come and have your pictures taken with Santa, and that's free. You just bring your camera.
Yep. This Sunday.
This Sunday? This Sunday's an interpretive. What time is that, Rashad?
At 4 o'clock, yes.
4 o'clock. So, you know, for those who are a little hard of hearing, that's a great show. That's amazing. And is that the first year this is being done?
We've had them there for other events before, but I don't know that there's been a specific day set aside for that where this time we do.
Okay. That's just awesome. So very cool, very cool. So, you know, the energy you guys exude on this little, that little teaser song is amazing. You know, and you talked about the youth that come in. Does that bring back any memories for your performing as youths?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for you.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
I like I said earlier, I grew up singing for a long time and performing in theater. I performed at the fair, Washington Parish Free Fair back in Louisiana, almost every year, I think. And just to see the youth excited and passionate about it just brings back all that passion I had even more. Like coming back into this and getting to see that again, I'm just like, oh, it's grounding. I remember why I was so passionate about this when I first started.
Does that help you maybe give some of those youth pointers as they're going into this
first
weekend?
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah, yeah. Some of them, I think the other day I was backstage with some snacking on something, and one of the little girls came up. She said, what are you eating? And I go, I'm like, this is a Sour Patch Kid. And she's like, you need to bring me something.
Nice, nice.
Did you
so
bring
the,
enough for the whole class?
Yeah, there you go.
So the next day I brought her a whole pack for herself, and she's like,
oh, my God.
Well, look at you. So this Friday is the first show. You've got two more tickets that Bob's going to be giving away at break, I believe.
Yeah.
And those are going to be able to be picked up at Will Call at the Cascade Theater. So if you win, you can. Our marketing director here, Jennifer Valenzuela, will call and give you the whole thing. I want to thank you both for coming to our show today.
Thank you for having me.
It's just amazing. And
indeed. So if you call 530-605-4567, I will have either two packs or a family four pack of four tickets to the Cascade Christmas. You will get. They will be in Will Call at the Cascade, so we're going to get your name and number and all that. Give me a call right now as we head into the break, 530-605-4567. This portion of the program brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. Hey, if your loved one needs extra help at home, the amazing caregivers can keep that loved one safe and independent right in their very own home. Anywhere from 2 hours to 24 hours a day, based around the needs of your loved one, Sherry Clark will meet with you for a complimentary in-home consultation. ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 226-8350. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Grooving high. 20 minutes now after 8 o'clock, KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They've been helping families, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They're at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. You go see Judy Maxwell. She is an outstanding lady. And now back to our program.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeff Avery, and I'm honored to have lassoed Larry Olmsted, the president and CEO of United Way of Northern California. We brought him in here because we've been hard hit in Northern California in the second half of this year. Between the car fires and campfires, it's just been a rough go, including the Hertz and Delta fires, obviously. We don't mean to downplay them either. But the generosity of our North State residents and business partners is unparalleled. And so I brought Larry on because I wanted him to talk about the not only the donations that have come in, but what has happened with those. So before we get into that, Larry, why don't you give our listeners a quick rundown of how you, what your background was, and then how long you've been with United Way of Northern California now?
Sure, Jeff. And first of all, thank you very much for having me on this morning. I've been at United Way of Northern California since February of 2016, and I had served at the United Way in San Jose, United Way Silicon Valley, for about 5 or 6 years prior to that. My background actually is I came from journalism, and I had a long journalism career working for places like the New York Times, Miami Herald. I was managing editor of the Miami Herald at one point. And it's very interesting because as we deal with these wildfire situations, including the campfire, a lot of my journalism instincts sort of kick in. I really want to get down there, be on the ground, and try to hear the stories of people who have suffered some terrible loss. And similarly, here in Shasta County, with all these wildfires to start with CA, but with the car fire, we were able, of course, to at United Way, we've dealt with 1,200 families and individuals who have suffered losses. So it's a human story, and it is about stories. And at United Way, we're really very honored to be able to try to serve the community at this time.
As a recovering journalist myself, the business is different than it used to be, and nowhere is that more evident than both in the political and in the disaster coverage. The business has changed a lot, not necessarily all for the better, but that's another discussion. But interesting that you have that background, because when you are a reporter on the ground, you do meet a lot of first responders, and you do see people at their best and worst.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things about this particular scenario this year, Jeff, you mentioned the generosity of our community, and we are seeing that. We are seeing people come out as their best, helping individuals who have in all kinds of ways, including financial, but in other ways too. And that's a wonderful thing. And I think that's one of the things that we have to keep in mind as we go through rebuilding, both here in Shasta County and also in Butte County. There are times for individuals and for our community that it seems, oh, is it kind of hopeless? It's not hopeless. We can pull together and in a very positive spirit make some positive things happen. I have to tell you, in Butte County, with all of the loss of life, as we move forward, I'm very concerned. And I think that all of us in the social services sector and government sector need to be concerned about the prospects for the many, many, many thousands of people who have been displaced. There simply clearly is not enough housing in Butte County to accommodate all of those people who have been displaced. So some significant interventions are going to be needed in order to make sure that those people come out whole.
Yeah, it's, you know, folks, this has been unprecedented. You know, when you look at the destructiveness that's happened in the Camp Fire, I think it's approaching a size about two-thirds of what the Carr Fire did. And, you know, our community dodged a bullet. I mean, don't get me wrong, 1,100 homes lost is a big deal.
11,000
Yeah, exactly. You know, over 11,000, approaching 12,000. And then, like we said, the human toll on top of it. You know, if you read the federal government representatives have come, and they likened it to the worst hurricane they've ever seen, and one of them kind of said it looks like a bomb went off in the area, and it's just sad. You know?
Absolutely, I think certainly from the United Way perspective and the perspective of all of us in Shasta County who had to address the Carr Fire, it almost is hard to get your arms around it, to wrap your brain around thinking that, I mean, we thought the Carr Fire was almost like the end of the world. I mean, at United Way, you know, I saw the flames from my parking lot. We had to evacuate our office. So many people lost homes. Everybody knows people who were impacted by that tragedy. And to try to wrap your arms around something that's of a scale and magnitude that may be 8 or 10 times that is difficult, but that is what we're seeing, and you know, we just simply as a community have to address it, and as United Way, our United Way covers Butte County, of course, as well as Shasta County, and we're down there working with others to try to address this tragedy.
Yeah, I was there 3 days out of 7 in that first week, helping our you know, State Farm Insurance clients and helping them. And the stories you heard, both of the openness for people that, you know, had no way out, that, you know, neighbors and people they didn't even know giving them rides out of that area, is just astounding. And then you see the outpouring of support. And like you said, I mean, you're talking 11,700 plus homes lost, you know, in the second largest community in Butte County. This is not going to be a short-term fix. There's going to be long-term stuff going on.
No, definitely not. Jeff, I'll give you a couple of statistics. It's not about numbers to tell you the truth, but just to give you a sense of the scale. During the Carr Fire situation, we've gotten probably about 1,300 applications for help. Provided emergency grants to about 1,200 folks, a little bit more than that at this point. About half of those were people who lost their homes outright. So let's say 600 of those or so. In the first 3 days of accepting applications for the campfire, we've gotten more than 1,000 applications already. And we're expecting, as a total, we've raised about $1.6 million or so for car fire relief to here in Shasta County to assist those folks. Great generosity from our community and from others outside of Northern California who want to help. We project our need simply to do what United Way should be doing. We project the need in Butte County to be $6 to $8 million, I'm going to guess we're about at the $2.5-3 million mark now. So, in other words, and that's just for our piece, which is a relatively small piece, but an important piece: emergency cash assistance.
Right. So, before we go to break, Larry, just for those folks that actually are on their way to work and might not have a chance to listen for the last half hour, why don't you give the website that they can go on and start donations as well?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. You can go to our website, NorCalUnitedWay.org. That's NORCAL, UnitedWay.org. NorCal United Way, all one word. If you visit our site, you'll see how to donate. Just click the red donate button. Also, you can text your donation in. Simply text Butte Fire, B-U-T-T-E, Fire, Butte Fire, to 91999. And would really appreciate any, if you're in a position to give, this is one where it's going to feel good to give, because these folks definitely need help.
Yes, they do, and the need is so great. And we're going to go into that in our last half hour as well for that. And, again, that text number was 91999, and text Butte, B-U-T-T-E, Fire. Butte Fire to 91999.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our good friends down there at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold down there in the Athens Avenue Shopping Center. They've been a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio from the very beginning. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Real people, real winners. Grab your friends, come down, and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash, plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesdays and the $500 midweek draw. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, five progressive jackpots. More ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR's Free Fire Radio at 834, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professionals, NRA instructors, will provide the complete CCW training. It is the most complete in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI provides free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents. Take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com.
Welcome back. This is Jeff Avery, and I'm honored to have Larry Olmsted, the CEO and president of United Way of Northern California. Larry, we were talking about the great need that's existed here in Northern California because of the three fires in our county and now the Camp Fire over in Butte County. Let's quickly give them the website and numbers one more time before we get into where that money's going to be going.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks wanting to make donations can go to our site, www.norcalunitedway.org, N-O-R-C-A-L, unitedway.org. Or you can text Butte Fire, B-U-T-T-E Fire, Butte Fire to 91999. And we really appreciate any donation, any size, anybody who is interested in helping out.
Yeah, every little bit adds up. And, you know, you talked about that $1.3 million was raised for our Shasta County fire survivors. And I want to talk a little bit about where that money went to, because, you know, one of the things we talk about in my industry is that over 30% of the families in America are three missed paychecks away from being on the street. So when you talk about something like the fire happens, they've lost their home, whether they're homeowners or renters, and sometimes their businesses have been affected that they're working at or they own. And so it's like a double whammy.
Oh, absolutely. And so for United Way of Northern California, and this is a typical role for United Ways to play in communities. We know that a lot of money is being raised, in our case, by the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, primarily for long-term recovery, which is fantastic, very, very important. So our role is to do some short-term relief, some short-term recovery. So what we've done is to give out emergency cash grants to people who suffered losses during the fire. In the car fire situation, those grants for folks who lost their home, the home was destroyed, typically those were about $1,000. And then we also gave smaller grants for folks who suffered economic loss or had maybe some property damage. The reason we do this is because, and we tell our clients, $1,000, that's probably not going to be enough to rebuild a home, of course. And that's where, you know, Jeff, I know you're in the insurance business, and you guys do a great job of taking care of these people really quickly, I might add. Companies like State Farm and other companies are on the ground immediately helping their clients through this kind of thing. A lot of great service. What we're trying to do is just put some cash in their pocket, because we know that all of a sudden they have emergency needs they hadn't even contemplated. Bills are going to be coming. In the campfire situation, folks literally, and here in Shasta County too, folks were literally running from their houses with nothing but the clothes on their back. So what we find is that when they get that emergency cash, even if it's a relatively small amount, they are so grateful, first of all, that someone cares. Secondly, they do have real expenses that are immediate expenses, food. A lot of times it's gas. Hey, how do I get my – I have my car, but I need to get from point A to point B, and I don't have any money. So that's a big one. A lot of times our funds help people just a couple of nights in a hotel that kind of – until they get situated, find relatives and friends who can put them up. Those types of things. And what we find is folks are exceedingly grateful for just that opportunity to have a little cash in their pocket to deal with the depressing immediate needs. So that's our role. And then we follow up, of course, participating in long-term recovery and midterm recovery activities.
Right. And, and that's the thing, you know, between insurance, the federal and state, emergency officials that come in. But even those federal and state officials, they take time to get set up. I know even over in Butte County, it was, I think third or fourth day in before FEMA was there and able to help. I didn't say they weren't there earlier, but they weren't set up and able to help. So this is you're helping to fill that short-term gap so that they can transition into those long-term needs that, like you said, Shasta Regional Community Foundation is helping out, federal officials, and some insurance companies don't get set up as quickly as others. And so that's just helping them to help with their dignity, their pride. And, we have to remember, folks, there's families obviously affected, small children. And what we do as a community shows our heart, shows our compassion, and this holiday season that we're upon, the spirit of Thanksgiving and the giving of Christmas, North State Giving Tuesday, all of this stuff pays off. All that hit before that.
Absolutely. And Jeff, you know that we have a tremendously generous community. And that's one thing if folks who are listening, if you're wondering how our community stacks up in terms of that, someone who's lived in many, many cities and many communities across America, I can tell you our community pulls together. When the emergency FEMA, Cal OES, when they came up after the car fire, they said that they hadn't seen very many communities pull together the way we had. So quickly, the nonprofit agencies, the government agencies working together in a very collaborative fashion, the people coming out of their pocket with generosity. I've got to tell you, Jeff, you know this yourself because you've been on the scene. When folks have this kind of disaster, they walk up to an organization like United Way, they're kind of in a fog. They're like, We know we need help. We're not even sure what kind of help we need. They're going through a traumatic experience. They're dealing – now they have to deal with all kinds of bureaucracies, agencies. Every agency, even ours, there's process and there's this and that. It is a difficult thing. And what we feel that we do provide is they're going to know that we're going to treat them compassionately. And we're going to try to make the process as easy as possible to get some emergency cash in their pocket so they can deal with things.
That's it. And having helped on some of your initiatives, prosperity initiatives, I know the screening process you do, you try to make it as easy as possible. But at the same time, because you're dealing with donor dollars, you want to make sure they're going to the people that were affected by that, that United Way and your donor dollars aren't being scammed.
That's absolutely important and essential. And it's interesting, in the car fire situation, I think we dealt with maybe four or five situations that we did feel were potentially fraudulent situations. And we were irritated. Wow, someone is trying to get money here that – really should be going to a legitimate person. But then we took a step back and we said, wow, out of 1,200, 1,300 transactions, that's all we were dealing with. In other words, most people are honest. Most people want to help. Most of our clients who are accepting help, they're humble and they're honest. And that's the real perspective that I'd like to keep and I'd like to have.
Yeah, we, like you said, 4 out of 1,200 or 1,300. I mean, that you're literally talking, you know, like 0.25%.
Right.
That's so good. And folks, you know, that's what's great about it. when you are giving dollars to these organizations, you know they're well done. And you know, one of the other things too, Larry, is that for that fund, why don't you tell people what you guys did locally as far as administrative expenses?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great question. What I want to tell you is that. So as I mentioned, in Shasta County, we helped so far, and it's still continuing, so far about 1,200 individuals and families. We have given out about close to $800,000 now in emergency grant assistance. We still continue to have folks coming in. We still have money in that fund, and what's going to happen to that fund is that it's being spent on clients involved in long-term recovery. Now we're dealing with maybe the 200 or 300 families with the most critical, severe, long-term needs. And we're working with our partners like Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, the community recovery team that's been set up for long-term recovery, the Salvation Army. With the car fire, all the individual donations that we received are going directly to fire victims. What we did for the car fire is we went to some of our institutional friends of some of our foundations and companies, and we said, are you interested in helping us cover any of the administrative costs? Because, folks, you have to know, nonprofits, when you it costs money to do these operations. So yes, we we did get some support, but actually not a lot. We're talking about $1.6 million going out to clients. And we probably are going to do it with maybe $100,000 worth of administrative expenses that are being covered by generous companies so that your donations can go very directly to the fire victims.
That's right. And right now we're going to take a quick break, Larry. We just want to let you know we appreciate you being here. We're going to have you for another 15 minutes or so, or after the 15-minute break here. And we'll talk a few more things that the listeners want to hear.
Great. Thanks. Great to be here.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
It's the black.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And, of course, just a reminder, Carl and Linda are both off with Thanksgiving plans, and a reminder that this program will be replayed on Friday in the 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR. Everybody's taking the day off on Friday, and we will have some wonderful replays. On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we will replay the entirety of our November the 13th show. And then Friday in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have a repeat of our Shasta College interviews. So good stuff to listen to while you are dealing with that, what is it, tryptophan or whatever it is that you get from turkey that makes you want to just curl up in a ball and go to sleep. Anyway, now back to Jeff Avery.
Well, thank you, Bob. And again, we're honored to have Larry Olmsted with United Way of Northern California, the president and CEO. You know, we've been talking about, you know, where the donations have gone, the immediate donations and the collaboration you've done with other organizations, Larry. But year round, you have you guys support a little organization called 211 here in Shasta County, right?
Absolutely. And 211, as we talk about general life in Shasta County or in Butte County for that matter, is such an important resource. We operate 211 in Shasta and Tehama County. 211 also operates in Butte County, and we support the agency financially and in close partnership that operates 211 in Butte County. 211 is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week resource for any information about social services needs. And it's important because in a time of disaster, you're trying to figure out, where do I get resources? Where do I get information on the disaster itself, on the fire? What roads are closed? Where are the shelters? Where can I get food? 211 is where you want to go, your first stop. That service is free. It's confidential. And 24/7, you get a live specialist. You can call it or text it. So to give you an example, Jeff, in Shasta County, on a typical day, we get about maybe 10 or 11 calls from Shasta residents to 211 looking for resources, which is great. In the first two weeks after the car fire, we were getting 200 calls a day. Cal Fire was leading on 211 as the public information resource because we all know that, hey, that's an easy-to-remember number. The information is updated constantly in real time. So it's a fantastic resource, and we want people to know about it, and we want people to use that resource.
Here at the radio station, we were making steady use of that and sending folks over to that page, the NorCal211.org page. Made heavy use of that first couple of weeks after the fire.
Yeah, and Bob, we really appreciate that. what our listeners really want to know is that this service is free. It is confidential. You will get a live person if you call 3 a.m. or whatever time you call, and we can handle the call in any language. So it's an important resource during disaster, but it's an important resource overall, just period. And last year we were able to help in Shasta County about 3,500 folks on the phone, plus about 140,000 people who made searches online for assistance. You can text 211. Simply text your zip code to 898-211, and a live person will get involved with you in a two-way text conversation to give you a referral to any social services need.
Right. You know, and they have a variety of services on that. And you know, Larry, we were talking at break about how honored I am to have you on the show, and also to have you as part of our community. I mean, we're in the same Rotary Club with Rotary Club of Reading, and well, that organization does a phenomenal amount of good. You know, United Way is community wide, and that 211, like you said, isn't just for disasters. It's for a lot of things. Folks that have, you know, maybe lost housing, folks that are having a crisis within their family. Maybe they're having an employment issue. Maybe there's some type of mental or physical distress going on. Right. I mean, what other avenues do they have that you can help with?
Absolutely. And in fact, you've hit on several of the most important ones. The biggest need in terms of calls and the most referrals that we give out are for housing related issues. And we know here in Shasta County, as well as throughout California, affordable housing, dealing with rents, dealing with landlords, dealing with all those kinds of things come up, plus issues around homelessness. And so what 211 provides is the opportunity for people to get referrals to folks who can help with those issues, so the issues can be resolved in the right way. I'll tell you, the very first 211 call I listened to myself was a call where it was a senior citizen, an elderly woman. She was calling looking for help with transportation to her doctor. She was looking for how do I get low-cost or free transportation, get that lined up. Here's why 211 is important. Our specialists are trained to have the conversation with the person, and not just, we're a directory. Hey, let's go deeper into the conversation, find out what the root issues are so we can make multiple referrals. In this particular case, our specialists talked with the lady and ultimately determined that elder abuse was going on in this house. So she was able to, of course, follow up and make the appropriate contacts and referrals and handoffs so that this woman was taken care of. So that's the value of calling 211. It's not just like going to Google. Our specialists are trained to really help you in a more comprehensive way. We tell our specialists, don't just give them the information they're calling for. Have a conversation with them. Make them feel comfortable. Let they know it's confidential, and give them multiple referrals so that they can deal with the root causes.
You know, as a donor to United Way, I'm always glad to hear of how well our dollars are spent, how much it's assisting our community. And, you know, isn't that amazing? That lady called in for one item, and, you know, she's getting assistance that's going to change her life, which is absolutely amazing. So speaking of where to give that assistance, again, you can go on to norcalunitedway.org. That's NORCAL dot unitedway.org, norcalunitedway.org. To help donate, not just for these disasters, but for the year-round support that United Way needs. If you want to help with the campfire victims, you can text 91999 to Butte Fire, B-U-T-T-E Fire. Is that accurate, Larry?
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, if you need that assistance from their 211 line, you can dial that directly from a landline, from your cell phone. You can also text 898-211. You can even go on to the website. And what's the website for 211 again, Larry?
That website is 211norcal.org. Very easy. And, simply text your zip code to 898-211 if you want to access it in that way. Jeff, really quickly, I just want to mention that one of the great values of 211, what's on there, of course, are resources provided by partner agencies, all social services agencies, and United Way doesn't do anything by itself. Our role is to work with other nonprofits, work within the sector, work with businesses and companies to help lift the community as a whole. And I need to tell you that in the whether it's the disaster situation or other situations, there are just some tremendous partner agencies. Sometimes people in the disaster, hey, who should I give to? Let's say take the Camp Fire. Yeah, we'd love it if you gave us donations, but if you're supporting the Red Cross, if you're supporting the Salvation Army, if you're supporting Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, if just make sure it's a bona fide nonprofit. But I can tell you that those three agencies right now are doing a heck of a job. They did a great, they've done a great work and continue to do great work with the Camp Fire, with the Car Fire here in Shasta County, and they're in Butte County doing awesome work. So it's really important to know that we have great partners and we have great agencies, nonprofit agencies in this community. They are worthy of your support.
And Larry, you talked again that about going over to Butte County. We're talking about what we're going to do for Thanksgiving, and why don't you tell our listeners what you're going to be doing on Thursday?
Oh yeah, I'm going to be at the Disaster Recovery Center in Chico. We have some great volunteers already. Jeff, I know you're involved in our volunteer leadership. We have several board members who are going to participate as well. We're going to be down there helping the survivors.
Larry, thank you again for coming on today. We really appreciate your help. And Bad Bob, we really appreciate you keeping us on track today. I want to wish all